This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Saquon Barkley, a ridiculous fourth quarter, really a ridiculous game. He's having a ridiculous season as the Philadelphia Eagles come away with a 26-18 win over Washington. Wasn't even that close. They were up by two scores. Washington had a garbage time touchdown at the end there. They got off to a good start, though, the Commanders did. They were up, I think, 10-3 in the third quarter, and then they kicked a field goal. It was 10-6. It really didn't seem like Philadelphia could get anything going, and the Washington offense wasn't great either, but defensively, I thought they did a real nice job to limit the Philadelphia passing game. But what happened was what's been happening all year, and that is Saquon Barkley is just a force of nature, and they're really doing a good job blocking for him up front. He had a couple of runs where there was no one around him once he got through the hole, and motored to the end zone in the open field, which, man, runs like that, you know, as fast as he is and as good as he is, when you have that much room, that means you got good blocking up ahead of you. You got good receivers and tight ends blocking, too. And he's really benefited from that this year. But more importantly, I guess, for our purposes here in New England, Andy, the first game where Jaden Daniels kind of plummeted back to earth.
Yeah, I actually thought both the quarterbacks didn't play very well. Jalen Hurts, who's had this weird up and down nature to his career over the last, whatever, 16 or 18 months. He's got a little of the, I know people try to say he's very even keeled. I'm not sure his body language and facial expressions on the sideline is
a little mopey sometimes, a little mopey over there, yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And not playing very well.
Right.
You know, there was that throw to AJ Brown, the guy fell down and he didn't turn his feet and just kind of missed him wide left down the left sideline.
Yeah.
Daniels,
that wasn't even close. Yeah,
no, it was horrific.
Yeah.
And then Daniels, I thought, missed some throws. He was hitting guys in the feet, throwing low. He had that weird play, the fourth down where the fumbled snap kind of, he had to run. He got popped short.
The only thing that was working for them was Eckler. I mean, that's it. You know, just checking down to Eckler, and it worked, and that's what he's good for. But nobody at McLaurin, the rest of those guys, even the Ertz, like, there wasn't much else happening offensively.
No. And other than Saquon Barkley, both offenses kind of struggled, I thought. This was a Saquon Barkley game. But it also, for me, was like this jumping off point to, A, let's not anoint Jaden Daniels just yet, or let's not try to slot the rookie quarterbacks just yet, because I still think Drake May is coming on fast on the third turn there, kind of. You got a late start, but he's doing some good things. And I don't even want to anoint Jalen Hurts or any of these other guys. You know, I said to you in the email back and forth, it's almost like anyone not named the Burrow, Allen, Lamar, Mahomes. I don't even think I'm missing anybody. Anybody not, and I know people try to put Herbert in there, and okay, maybe Herbert's supposed to be. But to me, those four are the true elite franchise quarterbacks right now. And then everybody else is like Jalen Hurts, MVP candidate. And then it's like Jalen Hurts, bad body language. Jalen Hurts, inconsistent.
Mahomes, Hurts, Allen, Burrow, Jackson.
Yeah. I think that's the core four.
All AFC
top
guys, but yeah.
Yeah. That's the truly elite. And then other guys come and go, and you know, Purdy is trying to figure out what
Purdy
he is.
Baker's having a big year.
Yeah, but those guys are in that mix of, I think you can go from the fifth best quarterback to the 12th best quarterback very easily over the course of a couple weeks or a month of NFL play. And I'd put Hurts in there.
And Goff, I put Goff in there too.
Goff in there. You know, there's so many of them. Even Stafford, I would put in there, is not, you know, consistently elite and just carry the offense, do whatever it takes. And that's why I'm hopeful. You know, you need a fifth guy to make a top five.
Sure.
And there's a guy named Drake May that we fit nicely in that top five there. Make him one of those guys that just carries his offense no matter what, makes the right plays no matter what.
I'm learning about you, Andy, as we do these shows together here and sort of get to know each other. I'm learning about you that you just sort of get lost in optimism sometimes because the idea that they haven't ranked all the rookie quarterbacks yet, that Jaden Daniels isn't head and shoulders, pelvis and kneecaps above everybody, all the other rookie quarterbacks, is kind of insane. But I do like what you're getting at. And I do think that there is sort of an opening under the top four. I don't think Drake May is near it, even when it comes to the rookies yet.
No.
It's going to take a while before he's going to pass someone like Jaden Daniels, who didn't have that bad of a game. Like, it wasn't a good game.
Right.
And that fourth down run, I don't know. I mean, that was maybe not the best idea for a play call. But I think no matter what they did there, Barkley's going to score touchdowns on you. That was going to happen regardless. So, I don't know. But, yeah, he didn't electrify or anything like that. But that wasn't the type. Like, Drake May's had games like that this year.
Sure.
And we've sort of been like, that's okay. He's still getting better, and he hasn't come close to doing what Daniels has been doing this year.
No, and I think my point, so Daniels is the best rookie right now until somebody significantly passes him or until, right. You know, he gets banged up and then all of a sudden he's missing time or anything like that. But my point is he might not be, or C.J. Stroud's another one to throw in there.
Yeah.
Like sort of his coming back to reality that these other guys, I mean, I guess you have to throw out September in a way with Joe Burrow, but even Joe Burrow now, like, he loses games throwing for 400 yards and four touchdowns or whatever. Like, you can't pin it on him. And that's the hierarchy that you hope your franchise quarterback might be trending toward. But it's also just as important. This is a marathon of a rookie season for Jaden Daniels, for Bo Nix. Like, we're going to see where these guys slot in. You know, I saw some remarkable numbers that I was going to go back and look because I somehow in my timeline some fight broke out about young quarterbacks, and I just kept getting, like, the fight back and forth. And somebody
that's
was
always
defending.
Fun, right? When it's in your you can mute that, you know. But, like, yeah,
no,
it's annoying
I know.
When you just keep getting all the shrapnel from an argument you're not a part of anymore.
Like, I don't want to mute it sometimes because I'm sometimes interested,
right. Like,
in the argument and the points being made. And then it's like, okay, it's been an hour, guys. You've done 47 replies back and forth. It's time for me to hit those little three dots and go to the mute and exit this conversation.
Like, if you want to go back and revisit it, you can, but the constant notification, like, no thank you.
Right.
That's not necessary.
But one of the points was, like, Bo Nix is a boatload of the Denver offense. Like, he's responsible for so many of their yards. And these guys are all going to be, because they joined bad teams and you know, they're expected to be franchise quarterbacks. But we get so caught up in, you know, 3 weeks, a month. And we're certainly in the midst of it with Drake May, that, you know, things are going the right way and he's going to get better every week. And, you know, if we're in week 10 and he gets better every week for the next 7 weeks, wow, how good's he going to be in week 17? Probably not realistic. He's probably going to regress a couple times in there and it might be two steps forward, one step. I just, watching other quarterbacks go through it, it's easier to observe than it is when you're living kind of week to week in the world we are with Sports Talk Radio with Drake May.
Absolutely. Joe is in Melrose at 617-779-7937. Hi, Joe.
Hey, well, I think Drake May is definitely the franchise quarterback, the leader of the team. And I don't know if you saw John Gruden last night. He would take Drake May over Jaden Daniels. But, I mean, basically, I think the Patriots are really on an upward trajectory. They're one play away from winning the last three in a row. I mean, and if, like, Kendrick Bourdon didn't trip over his own feet, they would have beat the Titans in overtime. And I think they're going to win on Sunday. And the other thing is, like, Drake May, really, as a franchise quarterback, he calls the shots in the organization. So Alex Van Pelt and Mayo are going to be back because Drake May likes them. I mean, the Crafts are not going to get rid of any of those guys if Drake May likes them, and he does like them.
Well, he does. He likes them so far. I mean, he's enjoyed working with them. If they come up to him and say, Drake, you know, we have a chance to hire someone, you know, someone from the McVay tree or something like that, I don't know for sure that he'll say, no, I want to stick with Alex. I don't know that. We don't know what he's thinking. We don't know what's going on in his mind when it comes to those things. We're going to ask him questions about it, obviously, and we know what he's going to say. He's going to say, Alex Van Pelt's my guy, and I don't have that kind of pull in the organization. I asked him about Kendrick Bourne. last Monday. I said, you know, he was benched. Do you have any say into who's playing and who gets targets and stuff like that? And he was like, oh, no. I don't get that type of thing. It's not a power that's bestowed on me yet. I'm just a rookie. I'm going out there doing my job, doing what I'm told. That's all he's going to say. I know that. But either way, when the other part of his thing there about being optimistic, I get that. I mean, I think that there's momentum now. They've won 2 out of 3. The loss was a loss in overtime, and the rookie's coming along. Now, I did hear Gruden, and yeah, he did. I thought he said he'd take him over Williams. He said he'd take him over Daniels, too.
He's a horse, man.
We can play the whole thing now if you want.
Well, now let's table that, save it for later, because we do want to get to some other things. 617-779-7937. The Boston Bruins. I don't know what I was expecting. They lost 5-2 to this team a couple weeks ago. They go out there and top themselves. This one was never close. Bruins get smoked by Dallas. We'll get to that with your phone calls right after this.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.